Back in the 1900s, I was engaged to be married, and I was working construction. I got hurt really bad on the job site, couldn't do manual labor anymore. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, I went to radio and TV school. They took one look at me and said, all right, you go to the radio side. I got my first break with Mo and Sally at the Mix in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I was, you could imagine how annoying I was with trying to get airtime. Like, hey, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, and it started off with just me doing the movie critiques, and we've already played those. Mm-hmm. Then they were like, okay, we'll give you a 3-minute window. Come up with a bit. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote a bit called The Tail Hunter, which is a spoof of the Crocodile Hunter, who was huge in 1998. And he would go to different bars and hit on women.
Hunt tail.
Right. So I would use real cities and real bars.
Mm-hmm.
So here is episode 2. Of the Tail Hunter from 1998.
Welcome to another episode of the Tail Hunter. This week, Richard Cranium, the Tail Hunter, goes on safari in Boca Raton, continuing his never-ending search for the ultimate female. Or one that'll just say yes.
Good eye, mates. This week I've traveled to the lovely Boca Raton region to a bar called Pauly Esther's in search of the ever-elusive American princess. Now, old Dick Cranium's not one to put the moves on Sheila's who've, let's just say, been on the vine too long. However, if we do strike out with the young Sheila's, we'll call the senior Sheila's Plan B. A smart tail hunter always has a backup plan. Let's go in for a look. The disco music's pumping just right for mating. And whoa! Slap a koala's ass. Look at the Rolex watch on that one. If I hook up with her, I'd never have to work another day in me life. I'd better approach with caution so as not to startle this magnificent specimen. Excuse me, delicious. How's about a little romp in the swamp?
Freaking Aussie freak. How about I smack you?
Ah! Why, that did have a bit of a sting to it. The tail hunter has endured much heavier pain in the past. She might be afraid of breaking a nail.
Boom!
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
A kick to the kiwis will always slow down even the bravest tail hunters. Looks like it might be time for Plan B.
Remember, I'm a professional, so don't go trying something stupid like this at your local watering hole. Oh, I'm Richard Cranium. Tune in next week for another episode of The Tail Hunter!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
That is funny.